Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
AT&T Fiber presents A Straightforward Moment.
Your wine?
Thanks. I'll pretend I know what I'm doing before saying it's good.
And I'll pretend I don't know you're pretending.
Are you a gagillionaire?
Yeah, I have AT&T Fiber. The straightforward pricing has inspired me to be more straightforward.
Me too.
Ugh, this wine. I'll fetch you a better one.
Straightforward is better. No equipment fees, no data caps, no price increase at 12 months. Live like a gagillionaire with AT&T Fiber. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Do you believe me when I tell you things? Do you trust me? Do you trust that I'm being honest with you? I hope so. Because when I tell you that I enjoy working holidays, I mean it. I really do. I enjoy working holidays. I don't need to work every Thanksgiving, though I have worked the last two Thanksgivings, and I don't work Christmas. This year I am, though. That's a story for another day. It's not football season yet. It's not the holidays. I have worked Christmas in the past, and this year, because of the days off planning that had to take place for the rest of the year, I already know I'm working Christmas night. I will have some time off, don't you worry. But generally, I really enjoy working holidays. It's not someone making me work holidays. In fact, nobody makes me work when I don't want to. We're kind of past that stage in my career. I take off when I want to. And I don't want to because I love July 4th. And because it's middle of the week, so it's hard to take off one night anyway because you end up flipping your schedule and then having to flip it back. So, but I enjoy celebrating holidays on the show and celebrating holidays with you. So we've got the red, white, and blue theme going on. I've got my favorite USA shirt. Actually, it says America, not USA, but it is my favorite USA shirt. And it's got fireworks on it. And I've got my favorite earrings to go with. I'm comfy. I've got my favorite pair of capri jeans on, so it's a good night to work. Also, I brought cupcakes. Uh-huh. We will take a photo before Jay eats any more of them. Peter Schwartz had a cupcake. He says it was really good. He needed to pick me up, so it was right on time. I gave cupcakes to the guys working the previous show and out in the newsroom. But before I give away any more, we need to take a photo so that you can see them because I promised that you would get a glimpse of funfetti with chocolate frosted icing. And also, well, they've got a special element that I didn't tell producer Jay about. And so you'll have to catch it in the photo. We'll put them on a plate and dress it up a little bit.
That was beautiful.
They are really cute, except to be perfectly honest, as much as I enjoy baking, and I do, I love baking, I kind of cheated on these cupcakes. And because I didn't feel like making funfetti from scratch, I purchased a box. So I feel like I have a fake Christmas tree or I'm using a gas grill. I feel like I'm cheating. But anyway, the cupcakes are delicious. They smelled fairly good in my oven. My issue has always been that I'm not great at frosting things. So I had to labor over the whipped chocolate frosting. And it's not real pretty. It's very abstract. I'm like a child who colors outside the lines when I do my chocolate frosting or when I do my frosting for cupcakes. So yeah, they're not, I can't tell you they're bakery style perfection, but they're mine and they're cute and they make me laugh. And I had fun making them knowing that I was going to be able to share them with people. So yet another reason that I enjoy working holidays. I mean it. I really do. Also on holidays, Twitter has fun little icons to go with their hashtags. So check it out, not only for Independence Day, but happy 4th. Little American flags pop up. And there's always plenty going on in sports. Not only is it officially the season for the boys of summer, and we're getting closer to the All-Star festivities, which is a lot of fun, but the Atlanta Braves have kicked it into high gear again. Though they're now on their longest win streak of the season. They've had several win streaks that have lasted 8 games. Several win streaks that have lasted 8 games. Now they've got one stretching 9 games. Plus, Joey Votto and what he has in common with Ellie De La Cruz. I love Joey Votto. And the Reds are a lot of fun, too. The Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers wrapping up their 4-game series. Bombs away, baby. This is in honor of July 4th and fireworks. We've also got the man in the sports world that I would choose as a radio co-host if I could. You all ask me this question fairly often as part of Ask Amy Anything or just randomly on social media. And I mean it when I say that if I could host a show with anyone, it would be Draymond Green. I love it. I love the fact that he is a pain in the rear on the basketball court. I love the fact that he's an emotional mess. Now, he pays for it, right? He does. He gets a ton of technical fouls. He gets into hot water with his own teammates. He can be a mess on the court when he's not locked in and focused. But he is unabashedly Draymond, for better or for worse.
You're a clown.
Now, maybe he would call me a clown, except he'd have to call me champ, too. I think it would be fascinating to host a show with Draymond Green. I don't know if I trust you all to tell me who you think I should host a show with, but you can if you want. Dray would be my first choice. And so we've got him talking about the Warriors even before their roster for 23-24 is filled out completely. Dre is on the Podcast P show with Paul George, and this in the wake of him signing a new deal to take less money and remain with Golden State. He is not in any way interested in playing anywhere else, at least not right now. We've got the latest update on Damian Lillard. And then Novak Djokovic takes his first step toward a 24th Grand Slam singles title. Though Coco Gauff and Venus Williams, they're out on the opening day of Wimbledon. So see what I mean? There's a lot happening. But mostly cupcakes. July 4th and all of its pomp and circumstance. There were fireworks the last 2 nights. In town's close enough for me to hear them. Thankfully, Penny did not hear them. But boy, we have had some crazy thunderstorms go through in the last couple days. This is the first hot, sticky week of the year in my neighborhood in northern New Jersey. We'll have heat indices that are well above 100 by the end of the week. Not only are the temperatures climbing, but it's muggy, buggy, no huggy. Sticky and icky. And so Penn and I are enjoying the air condition, I'll say that. But she does have to go out for her walks. I have noticed this about my dog since she was, 6 or 7, actually. It's not like it just happened recently. But she stumbles around like she's drunk in the heat. Poor thing. She kind of starts to walk forward and then she stumbles a little bit and she goes sideways to the left and then she circles around and sometimes does circles around me and stumbles to the right and looks like she's going to fall over and heads down, heads up. She can't walk in a straight line. And she goes extremely slowly when it's hot and humid. So I try to be really careful with her in the heat for obvious reasons. But she's never liked the heat, less so now that she's 13 and a half years old. So today's walk around two blocks, that's it, just around two blocks, took us a good 20 minutes. Because she stumbles and bumbles in the heat. But she does love the AC. And now that she is mostly deaf, not completely, because she does hear me if I yell, which I don't really want to spend time yelling at her, but yelling at her, yelling to her, yelling at all. So instead I use hand signals. And I let her sleep when she needs to sleep. But she can barely hear any type of thunder, and it has to be right over the top of the house. So it's actually a blessing, because for years she would have high anxiety over thunder as well as over fireworks, and she doesn't hear them anymore. So that makes me happy. I mean, I don't love that I have to yell at her, but that could be why my voice is no, it's not, it's fine. me. See, everything's good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't checked out our latest summertime edition of Ask Amy Anything, it is on our YouTube channel. It's posted. A few of you have found it already. I know fewer people are on social around holidays, and that's fine. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, yes, in fact, we've got the latest 4th of July edition. But it's not just about the holiday. It's about the summer as well. Oh, I told Bob that there was a new video up. And he said, is that the one where it's a Q&A? Yeah, I saw it. That was his reaction. There was no, oh, that was cute. There was no, hey, I like the questions. There was no, well, you looked nice. Yeah, none of that. Just, oh, I saw it.
Ouch.
Exactly. So I went back to him and said, clearly you weren't impressed. This is over text. Clearly you weren't impressed if that's all you had to say. And he writes back, well, can you give me some new info, some new intel? Meaning he knew everything. Ha ha. He did not. He didn't know the part about the, well, I don't want to give it away. He didn't know the part about the spirit animal. He'd never heard
There's
that
no
before.
Way.
Right. He definitely didn't know that. But anyway, he did say it in an attempt at redeeming himself. He did say, well, seeing you made me miss you and want to hug you. And I thought, okay, well, fine. I'll let you off the hook then.
Do you like the video?
I guess. I mean, he felt like we didn't give him any new information, which is dumb because...
Well, I just meant like physically, like liked it on the page. That's
important here. I have no idea. Oh, sorry. I'll make sure I go back and tell him that in order to earn producer Jay's stamp of approval, you need to give us a like on our YouTube channel.
Be nice.
So yeah, it's up on YouTube. And I know we do have a bunch of likes. If you could do producer Jay a favor, make his 4th even happier, then you can like the latest edition of Ask Amy Anything on video. It's in a new location. We've never done a video in this locale before. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You're going to have to go check it out. And so it's up and it's available and you're already perusing our YouTube channel. But if you need the link, you can find it on both Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as our Facebook page. Good? Yes, we are, because we're here. We're together, and we will have patriotic music, of course. We've got history for the Atlanta Braves, so we'll get to that coming up inside the next 10 minutes. But wrapping up their 4-game series in Arlington, the Astros and the Rangers, top two teams in the AL West, and boy, it was bombs away.
Garcia swings here, hits a high drive to left center. McCormick at the track, at the wall. He looks out of here! We're tied up! Adolis Garcia, his 21st home run of the year. It is 10-10.
The 1-0. And Abreu clubs it to left field. It sends back Jankowski, still going back, reaches up, can't get it. It's off the wall. On his way to round third now is Tucker. Tucker will score. Jose Abreu drives in his 4th run of the game and ties it at 11. Second blown save and 16 chances for Smith this year. Here's McCormick. First pitch. And Chaz lines this one toward left center field, and that's down for a base hit, and that's going to head to the gap around third. Abreu, he scores. McCormick in the second with an RBI double, and the Astros lead it 12-11. For the second straight day, Chaz McCormick gives the Astros the lead with an extra base hit.
Two runs in the ninth in Arlington for the Houston Astros, as you hear with Robert Ford, Steve Sparks on Astros Radio. Before that, Rangers Radio. So they were tied up on that Garcia Grand Slam in the seventh, 10-10. Well, hello. And then the Astros take the late lead. And yes, Chaz McCormick to the rescue. Now, the Astros did have the early lead, so they actually had to win this game twice.
We kind of had to check it back in a little bit. I think, you know, we put some good runs up in the second inning, and then we kind of maybe took the foot off the pedal a little bit, and then they came back, and I'm glad how we kind of regrouped and came back mentally.
That's huge. I mean, that's what we wanted. We wanted three out of four, or all of them, but your chances of getting all of them aren't real good in a four-game series, so that's different. This game was different between five out with four less games to play them or three out.
So three of four against the Rangers, which means that Texas lead in the AL West is down to three games. Long way to go. We're just past the midway point in Major League Baseball. So that's the AL West. Now, we've talked about the Central divisions before. I don't want to say definitively that the winners of the Central divisions are not likely to be in the World Series, but with half the season down, there's not a lot to be impressed about with the two Central divisions. The Minnesota Twins are sitting at 500, and they're leading the AL Central right now. The Cleveland Guardians are below 500. This is the team that last year stunned everybody and had such a great run. And we'll talk about Cleveland coming up. In the NL Central, what you have at least is, now that the Pirates have faded, they faded badly, reverted to form. The Cubs, they look more like last year. The Cardinals are a mess. Their pitching just has been a disaster. So it's not a real competitive division except for the top. The Brewers and the Reds, they're battling hard. Same exact record. And what's been fun is that the Cincinnati Reds are really one of the surprise teams of the first half, if not the surprise of the first half. I would say along with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Probably the Marlins too, although they've taken a major step back. Just it's hard to keep up with the pace of the Braves. But Brewers and Reds, and the Reds are real young, except for Joey Votto, who's back and is hanging out with the kids.
The 1-1, this ball's lifted high into the air, deep left field. Back it goes, and it is gone.
Hello, Joey.
Joey Votto, a two-run home run into the Reds bullpen in deep left center. He goes the other way to stretch the Reds' lead to 3-0.
On Reds Radio, they're taking on the Nationals in the nation's capital, and Joey Votto, who's 40, enjoys these young Reds, especially Ellie De La Cruz. If you've not seen any of the videos of them at the ballpark, they might be brothers from another mother. Bally Sports Cincinnati, they're clowning around, and Votto's just trying to fit in with the cool kids.
You like my backwards hat and untucked jersey? Ellie and I do this. We're young, we're hip. This is what young and hip people do. So, I've got a Fresca sitting at home at the hotel, and I'm going to play some PlayStation tonight until 7 in the morning with him.
Is that what young, hip, cool kids do? Wear their hats backward, drink Fresca, and then play PlayStation until 2 o'clock in the morning? I mean, I guess if you're doing that, feel free to hang out and listen to us while you're locked in. Yes, Votto's 39. Ellie De La Cruz, he's the third baseman. He is 21. And this team just gets along so well. If you missed our conversation with our Reds insider, was it last week? I think it was. Maybe it was the week before. We talked to him about the vibe with this team and how Votto would fit in. And he said it's brilliant. The young kids love him. And right now it's working because the Reds are tied with the Brewers atop the NL Central, but neither of the Central divisions are scaring anyone. Okay, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I know some of you are out there. I would love to hear from you. Where are you listening? How are you hanging out with us? Meaning, how are you listening? I just saw this from Donovan. As a Chicago resident, I hope NASCAR is not ever here again. Especially not in our very short summer. There's always someone who's got to be a crankpot and ruin the party. We loved NASCAR in downtown Chicago. My goodness, it's just a couple of nights where they take over some of the streets around Grant Park. If you missed our conversation about NASCAR in Chicago, it's also on our social media. So glad to have you with us. We'll dive in with the Braves, who are now 30 games above 500 and are hot to trot, baby. Happy 4th of July to you. We do love working holidays. Jay loves working holidays because he gets cupcakes or cookies or whatever else I bring in. We'll just be honest. That's why he's here. You're here because why are you here? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Marcel hits one high in the air to deep right field. In pursuit, Brennan. He's back to the wall. Brennan leaps. That is out of here. Marcell Ozuna hits one over the right field wall, and it's 3-0 Atlanta. That's his 17th home run of the year. And what a great way to continue the hitting streak. It's up to 13 straight now. There's the 0-2 on the way. Harris hits one well to deep left field. Stephen Kwan back to the wall, and that's out of the ballpark. Michael Harris with his second home run of the game. He's hit one to right. He's hit one to left. And the Braves have gone downtown again. And it's now 4-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know people would argue whether or not baseball is still America's pastime, but it does have a season twice as long as both the NBA and the NHL, and, of course, way longer than the NFL. And so for that reason alone, it's a companion. For me, it's the soundtrack of summer. I do enjoy that baseball takes the winding road. Not that you can sit back and expect to hang out at the ballpark for hours and hours anymore, because the games are sped up now, so you really have to be careful. You don't leave for a bathroom break or to stand in a concession line and you end up missing three innings. Gonna have to navigate that when we go to Citi Field later this summer. But I do enjoy the fact that baseball is a constant this time of the year. And certainly as we get close to the All-Star break, teams are trying to make a push. None pushing harder than the Atlanta Braves. On the road in Cleveland, and using that long ball, per the usual. A little unusual, though. Michael Harris, who's a member of the Braves, in case you were wondering, he ends up with a pair of home runs, but listen to what happens after his first.
1-1 is hit well to right field. This is powered to deep right center. That is going to disappear. A home run by Harris. And he powers one out of here. The Braves once again go deep, and it's 1-0.
The pitch before was a pretty decent pitch from Williams, and he didn't get the call.
I love it. I love that someone inside the stadium in Cleveland accidentally set off the fireworks.
It's 1-0.
The pitch before was a pretty decent pitch from Williams.
Maybe the Guardians just thought the people needed some fireworks. It is, in fact, July 3rd, the night before Independence Day. They were going to do fireworks anyway. Might as well fire them off after a home run.
Holiday spirit. They're in the holiday spirit.
Who cares who hit the home run?
Had some extras.
Might as well use everything we've got in our arsenal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I just choked. Okay, hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
And the Braves once again go deep, and it's 1-0.
Nice day.
Pitch before.
No, this is what I get for laughing about a mistake in Cleveland. I somehow nearly die on the air. I don't even know what that was. I just, you talk long enough, eventually something chokes you up.
Nothing is easy here.
Oh man, I'm going to choke again because I'm laughing. Anyway, the fans started booing, which was funny. I guess you could imagine they didn't want to waste those fireworks on the Atlanta Braves, not to mention they were getting beat. And it certainly took Harris off guard.
I was confused at first why everybody started booing so loudly. I thought it was towards me, but I remember when I crossed the plate, the fireworks went off. And then I got in the dugout and they were talking about the fireworks. So, yeah, it kind of threw me off, but, I mean, I'm glad they did it.
Very deserving. That guy knew what he was doing.
That's Bryce Elder, who is among the 8 All-Stars headed to Seattle for the Atlanta Braves. He gets the win on the mound. That's a franchise record. They're dominating the National League roster. And here's Michael Harris, who isn't an All-Star, but has had an incredible last 7 days. 2 more home runs as the number 9 hitter. And nines are wild, baby. That's 9 straight wins for the Atlanta Braves. But wait, there's more history for Atlanta.
Here's a pitch on the way. There goes Ronald. There's a ball outside. Naylor's throw down to second. Close play, and he's in there. Ronald with a head-first slide just does beat the tag of Amed Rosario. And it's his 40th steal of the year.
Oh, he's doing good,
slow getting up, and now he's rolling over in pain and holding his right shoulder.
Oh, no.
He's holding the back of his right shoulder. Not sure if the ball hit him there or if he jammed it going into the bag, but he was blocked from our view by Rosario, the shortstop.
Everybody seems to be walking away.
Thankfully, Acuna is fine and no issues after the game. But that's stolen base number 40 on the season. I know it came with a few anxious moments there at the end, but on totally Braves fine. Radio, totally fine. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, can we never get rid of you? It's not even football season, although it will be training camp soon. So on Braves Radio, this is what we've got from Acuna. An historic first half. Okay, so they're just past the midway point. Generally, what baseball does is look at everything before the All-Star break as the first half. Okay, but technically, you can't say first half because they're past the 81-game mark. However, no other player has ever racked up 20 home runs, 40 stolen bases, and 50 RBI before the All-Star break. Not in Major League Baseball history have we ever seen the likes of Ronald Acuna Jr., a 20-40-50 man. 20 dingers, 40 steals, 50 runs batted in before the All-Star break. And yeah, the Braves just keep racking up the wins. And now they're 9 games up in the National League East.
It's a different guy every night. And we trust everybody in this lineup. So 1-9, we go out there and we trust each other. And our pitchers, bullpen, we trust everybody. So it's a fun team. And I guess it's kind of showing out on the field sometimes too.
Yeah, it does kind of show on the field. As Michael Harris being modest in honor of his Braves.
On the field sometimes too.
I had told you that the Braves were taking over in terms of winning percentage, right? Like they were a win shy of the Rays when we started the work week, but they had a better winning percentage. The Rays were off on Monday, so now the Braves have tied the Rays with the best, well, most number of wins. Best record in the major leagues now belongs to the Braves. It's pretty incredible what they're doing. I know producer Jay doesn't want to hear this. They've won 17 of 18, 24 of their last 27. They're a buzzsaw, not a buzzkill. They're a buzzsaw. And yeah, that lead, even over the Marlins, who for a while were keeping pace, the Phillies, who are above 500, do you know the Phillies are 12 and a half games back, even though they're above 500? But the Braves are 30 games above 500.
They don't lose.
They don't lose. That's a good point. Everett is listening in Columbia, South Carolina. Everett, what do you think about the Braves?
Let me say this. I remember years ago, and I'm going to take you back a little ways, when Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Falcons. And I remember going through Atlanta one evening and saw a billboard just right outside of Atlanta Fulton County Stadium said, "Go Braves and take the Falcons with you." That's how bad were at that point in time. But I remember the teams like with Bruce Benedict as a catcher and you know, Phil Niekro. They were such a joy to watch. David Justice when they had that run there, you know, some years ago. But this new Atlanta Braves team that I just have been fortunate enough to watch a full game but see the highlights on ESPN, I love the old uniforms that they wore back in the day with the Apple A on the sleeve. I mean on the shirt and hat. They look so wonderful. They look like a team that has a destiny. And I thoroughly enjoy watching the Braves and this bunch of young generation Braves. But also, can anybody tell me whatever happened to the Yankees? Are they still playing? Haven't heard much about them.
They are. Well, you hear a little bit about them coming up because they just got a big win over the Baltimore Orioles. So we'll get to it in a little bit.
Baltimore Orioles, they still have an organization? Last time I heard, they were winning. Brooke Robinson was playing. That's how bad that organization has been. But I do like the Orioles. And I must admit, I like the Detroit Tigers. So, you know, here in South Carolina, we're 4 hours away from Atlanta. That's the closest Major League Baseball team. But I wish someday soon, like the Carolina Panthers came to Charlotte, and they call them the Carolinas, South Carolina and North Carolina, because it's on the border, but we in South Carolina really don't claim them. like I said, love to have some great baseball closer than just 4 hours away to see maybe some of those National League and American League teams come through. And I don't know, maybe just keep wishing. Hey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you,
I'm
Everett.
Out riding all time of night, but, you know, can't sleep. But keep up the great work, and go Braves.
All right, Everett, good to talk to you in Columbia. Appreciate the phone call. Our number is 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Facebook page, too. Pay no attention to the fact that I have TNT on in my studio and that they are now fully immersed in a Star Wars marathon, and they're doing them in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Not chronological order, of course, if you are a Star Wars nerd like me. You don't even need to be a Star Wars nerd to know that they're doing them in numerical order, not chronological order, but I refuse to get distracted. Not even Star Wars can get me off track.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
They are the droids you're looking for, actually. All right. Love to connect with you on social. Coming up, he brings the Yankees into the equation. And so we'll let you know the latest, not just for the Yankees, but also for the AL East. If the Rays are going to give the rest of the division an opening, can they make a charge at the Rays? Plus some disappointing news for one of the starters of the, well, one of the pitchers of the Major League Baseball All-Star teams. We're so happy you're hanging out with us. We'll reward you with, well, they won't let us set off fireworks in studio, but we'll reward you with patriotic music to make you happy.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And the 1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to left. That ball is high. Mid is far. It is gone. I'm just wild about Harry. He hits a three-run home run to break the 3-3 tie, and the Yankees now take a 6-3 lead. So I apologize, Aaron Boone. You were right. Let him swing away. And he hits a three-run bomb. For Bader, his seventh home run. He has 26 RBIs, and the Yankees take a 6-3 lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I remember when this song was all the rage. I've not heard it in years. Happy 4th of July to you. Happy Independence Day. Happy birthday to America. I hope you're enjoying a long holiday weekend. I had a bunch of phone calls with girlfriends on Monday evening, and I was saying to them how perfect it is, this setup with July 4th on a Tuesday, because you get 4 days off for the price of one. And that's if your company or your place of business is open on Monday. A lot of places, it's not. So I know people who they actually worked, quote unquote, on Monday, but there's nobody else in the office. They work from home, may or may not have done errands while they were supposed to be working. So I would assume that's what a lot of people were doing who actually did have to work. Not everybody, of course, were working our typical schedule, and both producer Jay and I have got time off later in July. But we're glad to have you with us. It is a holiday flair, a holiday feel here on After Hours, as well as on our brand new YouTube video, Ask Amy Anything, Some Summertime. So you can check it out on our YouTube channel, After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. The New York Yankees are in a completely different situation than they were a year ago. But I'm not sure that it doesn't benefit them to be in a situation where they are not the center of attention, not setting this torrid first half pace that inevitably they were going to cool down and not maintain that. It was one kind of a not only a crazy lead that they had in the AL East, but it was also the Yankees, which means the pressure mounts and there's so much attention on them. Could you imagine if the Yankees had kept up that crazy pace and Aaron Judge was pursuing the American League home run record at the end of last season? So anything the Yankees do, positive or negative, is magnified. They've had injuries, of course. Aaron Judge is not playing right now, but I think it benefits them to not be the center of attention, to not be the best team in the East or the best team in the league. Right now, they are 9 games back of the Rays. So they've not played their best baseball yet, and they need Aaron Judge to return. But in his absence, Harrison Bader, who had the go-ahead home run in the 8th inning, as you hear with John Sterling on Yankees radio, as New York rallies past Baltimore. In fact, Baltimore was up 3-0 in the 5th inning before the Yankees got hot. Bader says Judge may not be playing, but he's got a lot to do with what's happening on the field night to night.
Judgey, in the middle of the game, just picked me up, and you know, that's what he does. That's the captain. You know, he just has a really, really good perspective right now. Obviously, we want him on the field, but his perspective now, the way he sees things, you know, not in the lineup, he just has like a very, like, you know, very confident, calming presence about what he sees during the game. And, you know, a lot of guys rely on him, myself included. So just came over to me and just told me that, you know, I was going to have one more at bat, stay focused, stay locked in. And yeah, again, that just speaks to obviously his character. And yeah, that's kind of the whole point, is to keep everybody, you know, in check and keep everybody, you know, conscious that there's always going to be one more opportunity, one more swing, whatever it might be. So you got to be ready for it. So that's a really good reminder from him, which I appreciate tremendously. And yeah, just all around, it's a really good team win.
Still no idea when Aaron Judge will return. He's dealing with the torn ligament in his toe going back to, was it May? When he ran through early June, when he ran through the bullpen wall at Dodger Stadium. And at the time, it was just considered a bruised toe. Now it's much more serious, and he really can't do anything without pain, which sucks. Speaking of the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw can relate, because instead of making his 17th start on Monday night, he's on the IL for a shoulder inflammation. It's swollen.
Anytime you have to take time off, it's frustrating. Disappointing. You know, I think, you know, just the way that the season was going, I had hoped that I could make it through a full season and haven't done that in a while. So, you know, it's always something that I want to do. So anytime it doesn't work out, that's definitely frustrating for me. But, you know, I guess where we're at in the season and with the break, it's probably overall a good thing to take a little break now. Ideally, I wish I could have just, like, skipped the start and made the next one, but that's not where we're at with our pitching. So sometimes roster decisions take precedent, and I understand that. So once again, frustrating, disappointing. Shoulder does feel better now. So it's trending upward. I feel confident I'll be ready after the break, and just try to find stuff to do for the next week, I guess.
Right now, every day, there's been improvement, which is great. I think the thought is to keep his arm moving, so it's not going to be some downtime as far as not throwing the baseball. And we haven't decided on what day after the break we plan on starting him, but I think, you know, him targeting that date is probably what we're going to do. So I think it's just continue to get better. And the thing about the start and not having the start, it takes away the intensity of pitching. So to keep his arm moving, let the shot take effect, continue to build strength, get the inflammation out of there, he should be good to go.
You sign up to pitch a full season, you know, and there's no reason to take a break just to take a break. You know, I don't think that does anything. so for me, it's a little bit disappointing. The other part that's disappointing is, you know, making the All-Star team. And, you know, I know Charlie really wanted to see me pitch. I wanted to pitch and that. And so, yeah, that's disappointing too. We're still going to go and have a good time and everything. But I would have liked, you know, he's getting into it now. So I would have liked him to get to see that. That would have been cool.
His son Charlie is 7, and he's disappointed that he won't be able to make his All-Star appearance and could have been starting. There's a good chance. Now, don't know that. Spencer Strider obviously has had an incredible first half as well. But Clayton Kershaw at least was a candidate with his 10-4 record. Probably could have stayed off the IL, but they needed to make a roster move. And Dave Roberts says the outlook is positive. We expect to get him back on the field after the break. But I love the fact that Clayton is anti-load management. He wants to start and make every appearance throughout the course of the season. That's old school. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Experiences are what people love most about travel. With Viator, you can browse and book tours and activities so incredible you'll want to tell your friends. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Viator has experiences in over 190 countries. There's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. Viator lets you keep things flexible. Use Reserve Now and Pay Later to secure the activities you don't want to miss without being locked in. Whether you want to take a backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry, a Miami Bimini Bahamas day trip by ferry, or a private guided tour of the Grand Canyon, Viator is for you. Download the Viator app now and use Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.